just have a little think to yourself now. How do you celebrate? Because actually, not all of us are big, loud people like Andrew, who are confident enough to walk right for the church as a bad guy. We're not all that way, are we? We celebrate in different ways. We might celebrate by posting something on Facebook, some really good news. We might celebrate by texting our friends. There are so many ways that we can celebrate. We might put one of those lovely little pictures in the newspaper. We might have a 90th birthday party like Irene did last night. There are all different ways to celebrate. Just for a moment now, just going to ask you, just be quiet and just to reflect. When was the last time you really, really let it all out, really cheered, really praised, really were thankful? I wonder whether, like me, it's most likely to be when you are kind of at a sports game or watching a band or at a party. I wonder if, honestly, that is the time that we generally let ourselves celebrate. I wonder when it comes to professing our faith and celebrating what Jesus has done for us, whether we're a little bit quieter. I know for myself, I can be the life and soul of the party. I can have a good fun, be up there, you know, doing karaoke, whatever it is. But I'm not always so loud. Yeah, Pete's embarrassed. I'm not always so loud when it comes to telling people about my faith. I wonder what God is saying to us today. I wonder whether he's challenging us to be loud in whatever way it is. Your loud might not be the vocal loud. Your loud might be the writing, the drawing, the sharing your talents kind of loud. But I wonder whether God is asking us to be a bit braver in celebrating our faith. Those people, when they were part of the crowd, let's be honest, on that Palm Sunday, they were together collectively as part of the crowd, and it wasn't that difficult, was it? Once one person starts cheering, or it's the second person apparently, statistically, one person stands up, the second person that joins that person, once that happens, it's easier to carry on, isn't it? But I wonder whether we need to be that first and second person when it comes to our faith, in sharing our faith, in being louder, being prouder of what we are. And if you don't know Jesus in that way, if you don't feel like you're part of Jesus' family at the moment, you're all welcome. There wasn't anybody at that parade that couldn't take part. The Pharisees chose not to. They were blind to who Jesus really was. But everybody was invited to that parade. Think the lowliest slave up to the rich trader. The women and the men were all invited to that parade. The young and the old, the foreigners in the country, and those that were born in Jerusalem. Everyone was invited to that parade. And we are all invited to celebrate with God and be part of his family. So maybe today you're like, I don't know. Maybe I'm not quite there yet. Or maybe I really want to be there. I really want to be part of God's family. I really want to follow Jesus. That might be what you need to think about today. In a moment, we're going to have some time of reflection. And there's going to be different ways that you can do that. There'll be some music playing. So if you prefer to stay in your seat and to sing, then you can join in with that. If that's the way that you want to celebrate God, that's by all means, stay there. If you'd like to be doing some colouring at the back, go there, feel free to join in with that. But we've also got three other places that you can go, four other places. So the last words that stood out to me as I was preparing for this service was if you could put the next one up, please, even the rocks will cry out. So up at the altar, there are two tables and some Sharpies, and there are some lovely shiny pebbles on there. I'd like you to take one of those pebbles, and if you can, write or draw your praise. It's a small pebble, you can't write a lot, or just colour it. But what I'd like you to do is to take that rock away with you and put it somewhere that is significant for you. So you might be someone who loves to go out in the countryside You just want to place that pebble by a gate in the countryside. Or you might be someone who loves to play your guitar or something like that. So you might place the stone, the pebble there. As an act of your celebration, take the pebble away with you and place it somewhere. And I really sort of encourage you to actually put it somewhere. Don't hold on to it. Put it somewhere to share that praise. Another verse that stood out to me is, see, your king comes to you. So up here, I'm just going to trot up here, there is a crown. So this is a crown of thorns. Joe made this to one for me a couple of years ago. We might need a new one soon. This is a crown that Jesus changed into, wasn't it? He started off with that crown celebration and praise, but he ended up just a few days later, five days later, having a crown of thorns forced upon him. So I'd like you to take a ribbon, and if you want to mark that you are thankful that he is your king, tie the ribbon carefully anywhere on this, okay? Obviously, children, be a little bit careful when you're tying it. If you want Jesus to be your king. And finally, we have some post-it notes here. If we can just clear the tables off in a moment. We have some post-it notes here and some pens. So who is this? Was one of those questions. Who is this? I don't know who Jesus is to you. I would like you to think about that, to ask him who he is to you, and to write on the post-it note who Jesus is for you. Healer. We were shouting out things, weren't we? Healer. He was, you know, king. Whatever words that you want to write on the post-it note and then to place it on the cross. Again, Pete will be here sort of, if it's tricky to get around, they'll give the post-it note to, or he'll get the cross out and hold it or something like that. Yeah. Okay, but the other thing is, over here we'll have our, we've got some people who are in prayer ministry. Last week it was amazing, wasn't it? There was such a lot of prayer ministry going on. So I really feel like God wants us to use this time of prayer together as well. So you can do an activity, you can stay in your seat, but if you're feeling challenged, if God's been saying something to you today or this week or for the last 60 years and you want to pray about it, then we'll have our prayer ministry team here. But just allow God to reveal himself to you today. Even the rocks will cry out, see, your king comes to you, or who is this? So I'd like to ask if the worship team could come back up, please. And there are going to be some worship going on in the background, and I'd love it if you would move to where you feel God is calling you.